God damn, dude. This beard is way too long. Welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. Let's Talk Rockets, episode number 50. Folks, it's been a week. And unfortunately, in the last week, the Houston Rockets went 0-3 on that three-game road stretch against some competitive teams, the Dallas Mavericks, the Denver Broncos, and of course, the Lakers of Los Angeles. We're back in action tomorrow. And yeah, we're talking Rockets today. I absolutely loved what I saw from Ime Udoka with that LeBron James leaked audio. But guys, before we get into it, these are available on streaming platforms. Oh, you know, hit the like button, hit the sub button, whatever. Most importantly, thank you for spending time out of your day to come here and chat or listen to this. But yeah, these are live on YouTube. What's up, my man, Joshua George? But then I put it up on Spotify and Apple immediately after. You can look up Let's Talk Rockets on your streaming site, or you can just hit the link in the bio, and that's where we'll be. So, you know, that whole Ime Udoka thing was absolutely beautiful. I absolutely loved that. I think LeBron James, he's such a dork, man. The dude's such a dork. What's up, Pedro? Our schedule is so funky. It is so weird. I've never like paid much attention to an NBA schedule like so. I remember like the first year I started covering the Rockets in the post Harden trade. I remember like, you know, you miss like, you know, you don't play a game in like 4 or 5 days or whatever, or 3 or 4 days or whatever. And it's like, oh, all right, you know what? This is a really nice break because we suck right now. But yeah, it's weird. The in-season tournament maybe plays a role into that. I don't know why it would, to be honest with you, but I don't know. It's weird. But I think Ime, you know, calling LeBron James with that audio, hey man, we're all adults, like fucking blow me, nerd. Like that, like LeBron's such a geek sometimes. Like he's like, and I love LeBron. You know, even though I am a Bulls guy, I do love and respect LeBron, and I try to watch. I know my Rocket fans don't want to hear this, but I do want to watch every single game I possibly can of LeBron James before he is either out of the league or not producing at this level. But he's such a geek. LeBron's such a geek, and dude, we're playing basketball. We're playing sports. What am I supposed to say? Like, oh hey LeBron, like you're doing great. You're doing great, man. Like, keep it up. You've had such a good career. I respect it so much. Like, those are givens. But you know, once that clock hits and that game's not over, man, I'm gonna talk my shit. But the edge, we talked about edge with guys like Dylan Brooks coming over to the squad, and he certainly has given us an edge. But Ime Udoka, you know, you think more of like a calm, cool demeanor, kind of maintaining frame. And I love it. I absolutely love the chirps. And if I was Ime, I'd do the same thing. Like, don't tell me what to do. I don't want to. No, nobody's telling me what to do. The Lakers cry for every foul. LeBron cries for every foul. Like, these aren't opinions. These are just facts. This is just that's just LeBron's MO. They're the Lakers. They want every call because they're the Lakers. So whatever. Point is, I love that edge and intensity that Ime Udoka gives us. As far as momentum goes, man, in our last stream before, you know, last Tuesday, before the three-game road trip, I was thinking to myself, like, man, you know, if we go 2-1, I think we're, you know, a legitimate, like, top six seed contender. And then but my prediction was 1-2. I actually didn't think we would go 0-3, which is weird. But adversity, you know, what are we, 8-9 now? It's so weird that we've played such little amount of games. It just genuinely is so, it's so strange. But the same things that we've been talking about all season are the same stuff a lot of us were talking about before the season started as far as weaknesses go. I believe actually our last Let's Talk Rockets was weaknesses. They're weaknesses, and it is what it is. So every team has weaknesses. Anyways, let's say what's good to the chat. Appreciate all you guys tuning in. Hit that like button. HTX Udoka holding it down for the city. I actually did not watch the GTA 6 trailer. What's up, Pedro? I heard it's South Florida, and I don't have a console. My console is back home in Chicago, so I with COD and Fortnite and all that stuff, Madden, I want to play Madden so badly. I would play video games all day, every single day. And especially at this point in the NFL and basketball season, I just can't get excited about that. But my buddy that I do the NBA show with, or now it's called Beyond the Backboard, he was saying, because I live in Southwest Florida, he was saying that some of our cities might be in the map, but I didn't watch it because I'd get too excited. I did see the Miami Heat arena in it. When's GTA come out? I feel like I gotta buy it. Amen Thompson is back. That's exciting. We'll talk about that in a second. People acting like Ime walked over to the Lakers bench and started barking at LeBron. I actually think the only people who had issues with that were Lakers fans. But to be honest with you, maybe I'm not on Twitter enough or reading the comments enough. But I actually like didn't see anybody like. If anything, everybody loved it. Cam Whitmore sees more minutes, especially off the bench. You can tell he is a spark. So yeah, let's talk it. All right, so the Houston Rockets, one thing I was talking about in our last video, we were actually like looking into some possible trade candidates. You know, once we get closer to the deadline, the whole emphasis on it was we need more scoring. And outside, you know, if like Fred were to get injured, if Jalen were to get injured, we'd have even more of an issue scoring the basketball. But mainly it comes down to the bench because we got some freaking dogs on the bench, man. But like, you know, Jayshon Tate, Tari Eason, Aaron Holiday, even Amen Thompson, we've only seen four games of Amen Thompson. That's why I want to wait and see. Uncle Jeff, the whole, you know, Jacques Landell situation, the Reggie Bullock situation. We need more bench scoring. And Cam Whitmore fits in quite perfectly. The dude absolutely feasted in the G League, as most NBA pros who should be in the NBA do. It just, with, you know, with us, it's obviously we're trying to make the playoffs here. And there are veterans ahead of him. So I have high hopes more so of Cam Whitmore towards the end of the season. I've compared him a lot to Josh Christopher, but you know, Cam's only played like four games. So it's actually like lower than Josh Christopher. But you know, Jay Gupp was a guy who played 73 games in his rookie season, but his minutes in the first, you know, couple of months of the season were like, you know, pure garbage time, maybe start a fourth quarter or whatever, but like, you know, 7 to 9 minutes. And then post all-star break is when he kind of started to see more playing time and fully took advantage of it. So I don't know how Cam's going to be implemented into the offense or the team once he does return, but Amen Thompson is back. And, you know, this is something like you guys know, like, so before the season started, I thought Amen Thompson was going to be our franchise player, and that's not a knock on Elfrin Şengün. It's more of I just really think Amen Thompson is a special, unique talent that is going to dominate. I think the prototype he has, the archetype he has as a basketball player is going to just rock the NBA. And I still believe that, but Elfrin Şengün this season, man, the dude is literally a freaking beast. Let's pull this up on Twitter, actually, because if you guys don't follow it, you don't have to. I think my Twitter is down below if you want to check that out. But let's go to – I threw out a poll on here if you guys are interested. I'm going to start tweeting on this a lot more. But let's talk Rockets Twitter. Threw up a poll. Is Elfrin Şengün a superstar? Hashtag Rockets. Got to love the hashtag Rockets. I'm not good at math here, but I'm going to assume 15 out of the 16 people who voted said yes. Zero people said no. And then I think one person said results. So the jury is in, or the verdict, the jury's decided, the verdict's in, whatever it is. Elfrin Şengün is so freaking good. He's a 3-point shot away from literally being one of the best players in the NBA, in my opinion, but he already is establishing himself as one of the best young players in this league. It's crazy his age. 21 points, 9.2 rebounds, 5.5 assists. Let's see these splits because he's just gotten better. Last five games, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, a block and a half per game. Only 2 turnovers. Once again, he's got 5 assists a game on the season. You know, we know the ball's in his hands a very large portion of the possessions, as it should be. And he's averaging 2 turnovers a game. I mean, that's just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, he's putting up 21 points with lower efficiency, 44.4% from the field, 28.6% from downtown. We really need to start winning road games. The good news is Elpern Şengün, this actually, I was not aware of this statistic. Let me get rid of this. We're in full screen. Oh, there we go. Look, all right, listen to this statistic. Elpern Şengün on the road. No, sorry, at home. I'm going to round up. 19 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. On the road, 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists. So this dude is kind of carrying us on the road. We need a road win immediately. I mean, the next two, this Friday against Denver. Why does it feel like we played Denver 28 times this season? We've only played them. Oh, we've played them 3 times. Well, I know we just played them a lot in the last. We've played them twice in the last 5-game stretch, but this will be our 4th matchup. Wouldn't that be our last? Hey, look at this dude. Look at my man Jay Hood throwing in a dono. I appreciate you, Jay. I appreciate that, man. It's nice to hear from you. It's nice to hear from you about a month ago or so. I hope you're doing well. I believe you said you were just finishing up. So best of luck to your ventures. The world is your oyster. Attack that. We need to live stream a Rockets game. Come on. I got to figure it out. I need to just stream a Rockets game. We need a road win very badly. And thanks to Jay Hood, we will now win Friday night's game. Lock it in. Lock of the week. Rockets win at Denver Friday night, and we all have Jay Hood to thank. I'm going to just leave this up for a long time because I appreciate you guys. Şengün All-Star this season. The only thing is competition. But I fully agree. You know, All-Star is just kind of weird. Like, I mean, these guys don't give a shit about it, especially Elpern. Elpern's such a cool guy, too. I think stuff like that really, really matters in sports. But especially, like, just team building, team chemistry, I think, like, just having smart, high IQ in, like, obviously basketball, but like, in life. Like, Elpern Şengün's just a great dude. We've just got a bunch of great dudes who are learning and improving. And the best part is they're all the same age. It reminds me of my Green Bay Packers, where these guys are learning together, they're improving together, and they're just freaking studs, man. Like, I just love that these guys are all doing this together and they're all experiencing this together. And then obviously, you know, we've got a couple of vets on the team as needed. And I just think it's so perfect. Appreciate you, Carmi. Thank you. Stream the next game tomorrow. Oh, man, covering football has been a huge time thing. I've got like 7 YouTube channels, and there's sports on every goddamn day, and I love it. And it's just hard, man. It's just hard. And I'm not trying to complain, and that's a complaint, and I don't mean it like that. I'd like if Şengün shot the 3 more confident, even if he misses. Yeah, I do like – you know, what's he averaging? 2.83. What are we at? 2.83 is a game. I do like that number. Let's check his career. Severe career high. That was a big thing last season, I remember. You know, because Şengün, when he first came into the league, was taking 1.6 threes per game in just 20 minutes. The dude was playing 20 minutes a night in his rookie season. He was taking almost 2 threes a game. And then last year, Şengün last season only took 0.8 threes a night. So I'm so glad, even though he's knocking in 32, which isn't a horrible statistic, all things considered, considering he shot 24.8% from downtown in his rookie season. Improvements. He was not doing that last year. And I do know what you mean, but I do think it's been a huge improvement from last season. In good news, we're dominating every defensive statistic. We're fifth in general in defensive rating. We're third in total opposing points per game, giving up just 107 points per game. Sixth, we're first in field goals made. So they're getting those hands up. They're first in 3-pointers made. I like it. 10th in offensive rebound. They're only giving up 10.5 offensive rebounds a night. I like that. That shows intensity and hustle to me. Şengün versus Chet. What's up, Kerm? Nice to see you. I think I actually had some DMs that I send myself DMs. It's all text and stuff, of course. Oh, I kind of wanted to, I was going to make a video on Do we just get a follow on Twitter? Oh, this is a different account. I wanted to make a video on Jalen Green. Let me just pull up his stats here. Because I think Rocket fans are pretty understanding of Jalen Green, and you know, it's gonna be, it is what it is. But people love to knock on him in general. And I fully understand, like, there are still, you know, he's still growing as a player. You know, there are times where, you know, he's got Jokic or Luka in the last couple of games, but there's also stuff that goes into it. Like, you know, that where he had Jokic one-on-one, like Jock was just in the way. Like, he was just in the way there. But, you know, we would like to see higher efficiency at the rim. He's so young, man. This dude's played two complete seasons. And as Carmi's saying, you know, it's, the expectations were so high. You know, you get drafted number two overall, and yeah, you're just going to face, in general, unrealistic expectations. Like, you're just going to face unrealistic expectations. But my thing with Jalen Green is, I mean, he's a scorer, but he's a shooter. The dude's taking 15 shots a night. He took I don't know if you guys can hear me, but we're dealing with some Wi-Fi issues. Before I get on this tangent, if you guys can't hear me, if it's laggy, let me know. This always happens on my show. It's so freaking annoying. I've got the cheapest Wi-Fi plan because it's so annoying. You got to, like, break your contract and then, like, re-sign a new contract. It's like, am I in the NBA? Because... Why am I signing contracts for Wi-Fi? Anyways, we're back. Shooters struggle. Shooters have really good nights and shooters have really bad nights. And if Jalen Green's giving me 19 points per game, and you can no longer use the excuse of, oh, he's, you know, the leading scorer, he's the leading backcourt guy in a rebuilding shitty team, like you could have said last season, you know, good points on bad team, you can't use that anymore. Yeah, he's not averaging 22 like he was last season, but we got a lot more cooks in the kitchen here. Shooter shoot, and if it's a knock on Jalen Green that he's shooting 19 points per game, I think we're all set. Yeah, right. I gotta look into more James Harden's techniques for getting out of contracts. Just such a pain in the ass. It really is, though. The whole thing. Anyways, how's it December 5th? It's just insane. All right. We got Chet tomorrow. And it's just the whole, I love the in-season tournament. I think the in-season tournament's been awesome. I literally love it. It's going to be like, I just know there's going to be like 13 games on tomorrow. What the fuck are you supposed to watch all of those games? Anyways, that's why you got to pick. Yeah, pick and choose. All right, so we got OKC at home this Wednesday, so that's a dub. At Denver, we're winning because of Jay Hood. San Antonio next Monday night, that's a dub. Memphis at home next Wednesday night, that's a dub. And on the road that next Friday night against the Memphis Grizzlies, that's a dub. Are the Rocks about to get five straight dubs here? To be honest with you, I would take 3-2. But I really, really want the Rockets to go 4-1 here and just, you know, get that momentum back on our side, regardless of that five-game stretch, because it doesn't matter. But tomorrow, and Kerm's going to disagree with this, or he's going to disagree with my Rockets dub tomorrow. OKC is a great team. We just need to get back on track. Like, I don't care. It could be the Celtics. It could be the Bucks. It could be the Suns. Or the OKC Thunder, like it is. We just need it, though. We just got to get that momentum back on our side. I don't want to lose. I don't want to go on a three-game losing streak again at any point in the season, but I also don't want to go on a four-game losing streak. Let's just get back on track. Let's get it out of the way. Şengün got to play bully ball because he's 40 pounds heavier. I do like when he's such a finesse player. I don't really need him to body anybody, but yeah, you want him to impose his physicality on opposing defenders, especially if they're smaller than him. But he's getting so good. I mean, he's just getting so good. OKC revenge game. Fucking A, dude. OKC is 13-6. The NBA is funky this year, man. The Minnesota Timberwolves, folks, are 15-4. The Minnesota Timberwolves are 15-4. Yeah, dude, OKC is the fourth best offense and the sixth best defense. So certainly it's not going to be easy. But the good news is everybody's going to be pissed off. Nobody on this Rockets team slept well in the last couple of days because they're licking their chops. They got to get the Rockets are currently just going through chapstick right now because of how often they're licking their chops at this opportunity to break this losing streak here. Imagine no one wanted LP drafted 16th. And they didn't even want him and gave him away. I feel like I've said this like every video, every stream on Let's Talk Rockets since it started. Like, I cannot believe it. First off, I gotta get back to Houston. I was looking into that recently. I can't believe that the game out, the home opener last year that I went to, Bruno Fernando was the starting center. It's just so funny. I just can't even believe it. I've never been to OKC. I actually saw a lot of OKC fans saying, yeah, OKC is boring. I don't know why you'd want to come here. I've never been, though. I like small cities, so I think that's what it is. I'm more of a water guy. I don't really like to be locked around land. So OKC is not my city, nor is it El Prince, but certainly Shays. But, I wanted to go to a Rockets at Heat game this season because that's not too far away. We got some buddies in that Miami area. Ooh, I got my on my left hand on the screen here. I got my grocery list. It's just letters. Chet stats. The dude's killing it. He also looks sick. Chet just looks sick. 17.6 points per game. 8 rebounds, 2.6 assists, 0.9 steals, 2.2 blocks, and an efficient 53.1% from the field, along with another efficient and impressive 39.5% from downtown. Jalen Williams, also pretty sleepy player this season because I didn't realize I had him in one of my fantasy leagues just sitting on the bench the entire season. I got shitty Josh Giddey. I don't want that nickname to stick, but I got shitty Josh Giddey on my freaking starting lineup. Jalen Williams, because of Shea being Shea, dude's averaging 2.4 steals a night. That's insane. And the Chet Holmgren hype. Not too many people are talking about my man J-Dub. One good-ass team. One really good-ass team, man. We got freaking score tomorrow. We got come out guns blazing, knocking down shots. You know what I'm actually feeling? Oddly enough, I'm kind of feeling the Jabari game. I'm feeling a Jabari and Dylan Brooks game tomorrow. What are Chet's stats? Brovinich off 13. Yeah, J-Dub's the man. All right, well, that's really all I got today. Little crunch on time. But one of my boys is coming to visit for a little bit this upcoming weekend, so that might be the perfect time to live stream a Rockets game. But anyways, guys, that's it for today. I'm going to go cook a steak, eat some lunch. And I appreciate all y'all tuning in, especially my man Jay Hood. Everybody thank Jay Hood for Friday's lock of the night, victory at Denver. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Or maybe Thursday. I don't know. We'll see. Well, I'll see you in a couple of days at least. Most. So, yeah. Thank you. But this will be live on streaming platforms. Link.